Good morning, family. What a privilege again to share with you the Word of God this morning. I want to really encourage you to get some communion elements ready because we're going to take communion as a family together this morning in celebration of this awesome weekend that we're considering and celebrating the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you want to pause the video now, then do so and just get some communion elements ready for you and your family. If that's what the Lord is leading you to do. But I want to ask you in this time, are you really enjoying the presence of God? And are you hearing the voice of God? Because there are many voices that are speaking to us right now. But I want to say there is a voice that is speaking loudly and clearly. In Genesis chapter 4 verse 10, the Lord speaks to Cain just after he's murdered his brother Abel. And he says to Cain, he says, "The blood of your brother cries out to me from the ground." I want to say that again. The blood of your brother cries out to me from the ground. I remember a story of when I was at the engineering building in Stellenbosch. I was working in the engineering building, and the mechanical engineering faculty was six stories deep. And one guy decided to end his life by jumping off the sixth story of that engineering building. And he fell to his death right there near the entrance of the building. And every morning I had to enter through that door, and I walked past the pool of blood that was there, and it was there for a while because it stained the tarmac, and it was visible for a couple of months after his death. And I remember walking past that pool of blood every day and experiencing how that blood, like the blood of Abel, was crying out to the Lord, speaking of this guy's life and the sadness of the death that he had to endure. And there's much blood being shed at this time. People are dying of the COVID-19 virus. People are being killed in accidents. There are horrific car accidents happening. Maybe if you saw the news this week of that terrible accident near Toes River where people were killed and many were injured. There's a lot of blood being shed. And the blood is crying out to the Lord. But there's blood that speaks. There's precious blood that is speaking at this time. And Hebrews 12 verse 24 says that there is precious blood that speaks better things than that of the blood of Abel. And we all know that it's the blood of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, known as the precious blood. And that's what I want to speak to us just briefly this morning. Just a few things from Hebrews chapter 9 as to this blood that is speaking. What is it saying? What is it speaking about, this precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior? So I want you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 11. And I want to read with us Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 11 to verse 15. And I want to go through three things that the Bible here talks about this blood of Jesus speaking about. And in verse 11 it says, "But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is of this creation. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption." The first thing that this blood speaks to us about is that of redemption. God's blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, first of all, redeems us. Isn't that amazing? He redeems us from eternal destruction into eternal life. Redemption, and the word redeem simply means to buy back something, or in the case of a debt that is owed, to pay back a debt that is owed. And I want you to think and consider what the blood of Christ has done for you. It has paid a debt that you could never pay. The blood of Jesus Christ has redeemed you, not only redeemed you, but given you eternal redemption. Isn't that beautiful? Eternal redemption, meaning that he's died once for all. He doesn't have to die every year. He doesn't have to sacrifice himself again and again like in the Old Testament. He's died once and for all to redeem us unto eternity. And it also talks here in Colossians 1 verse 20, the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ talks about a peace and a reconciliation that Christ has bought for us on the cross. Isn't that beautiful that God has reconciled us to himself? He's made peace with mankind through his blood. And now you and me can have peace with Jesus Christ. What a beautiful thought. So that's the first thing. His blood redeems us. Secondly, verse 13 says, For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more, verse 14 says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The second thing that the blood of Christ speaks about is that of a cleansing. And if you were on the prayer group this week, then you would remember that many of the words the Lord spoke to us were that of a purification, that of a cleansing. And that is what the blood of Christ truly speaks of. It speaks of a cleansing from two things. First of all, a cleansing from our guilty conscience. Because we are all sinful. We are all sinners by nature. Our conscience is sinful and guilty towards God by nature. That is who we are. Before we've done anything wrong or right, our consciences are automatically sinful and guilty. And the blood of Christ has paid the price for us to be cleansed of that guilt. Isn't that beautiful? Another word for this cleansing from the King James Version says a purging or a purifying or a sanctifying. That is a beautiful thought, that the blood of Christ truly cleanses us, not only from a guilty conscience, but secondly, from that which issues from our sinful nature, and that is to try to earn our salvation. It talks about dead works. The blood of Christ has cleansed us from dead works, that which we bring to the table and say, Lord, I've done good to save myself. I've tried to save myself. And there is no way, friends, that we can save ourselves. It's only the blood of Christ. And that blood cleanses us from that dead works that we try to do and try to bring before the Lord. It's all part of our sinful nature. But his blood has come to cleanse us. 1 John 1:7 says an important thing which we should remember when it talks about this cleansing process, is that he says if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. It's so important. Just like there's so enough soap in the world to clean all people, but it doesn't mean all people are clean. Just because there's enough soap in the world doesn't mean everyone is clean. We have to apply that soap to our dirty bodies and clean ourselves. Just so that the blood of Christ has been shed for all people. But it doesn't mean all people are automatically clean. But all of us need to come and apply the blood of Christ to our lives. We need to repent of our sin. We need to confess our sins and be honest and walk in the light. And I've encouraged some guys this week in our Connect group, in our Zoom meeting that we have. I've encouraged all of us, and I've spoken to good friends of mine as well. We challenge to bring things in the light, even the deepest, darkest secrets of our lives. We need to bring these things in the light, friends, and allow the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all sin, because the blood is powerful. That's the second thing. He's come to purify us. He's come to refine us as gold and silver is refined in the fire, to cleanse us from that sin. The third thing, verse 15 says, and for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. The third and final thing that I want to mention this morning is that the blood of Christ truly gives us a promise of eternal inheritance. The blood of Christ promises us that just like the Jews at the Passover time, when the final plague came to Egypt, and the final plague was the death of all the firstborn. The angel of death would come and kill all the firstborn in Egypt. And the Lord spoke to Moses and to the Jews and says, sacrifice the best lamb and apply the blood of that lamb to the doorposts of your house. And then the angel of death will pass over. And that is what we're actually celebrating. That is the same time that Jesus died. He became our final Passover lamb, and he gave us an eternal inheritance. That when we apply his blood, we can have protection from death, disease, sickness, every evil thing that the evil one wants to throw at us. We can have protection by the blood of Jesus. We can have healing by the blood of Jesus. We can have deliverance by the blood of Jesus. Just like the Israelites back in the day experienced the deliverance from Egypt and from the rule of Pharaoh, so we can experience an eternal inheritance from the deliverance from the rule of Satan in our lives. We can experience God's blessing and God's abundance in our life because of the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And it's so amazing where Revelation 12 verse 11 says that we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Isn't that amazing? We overcome, first of all, by the blood of the Lamb. And then secondly, by the word of our testimony. You see, we can have authority in Jesus Christ. Because of his blood, we can have authority to speak things into being. Why? Because his blood even speaks today. And his blood speaks in your life and in my life. It speaks of an overcoming. It speaks of an authority and an eternal inheritance that God has given us because of the blood of his Son. So I want to encourage you today to apply the blood to your life, to experience that eternal inheritance that Jesus has given for each one of us. Because why? His blood speaks and testifies of better things than that of the blood of Abel. Where the blood of Abel spoke about revenge because of the murder because his brother Cain murdered him. Guess what? The blood of Christ doesn't only speak of the vengeance of God, but it speaks of grace. It speaks of salvation, that God has given us an eternal gift of life. So in summary, this morning, I want to remind you, the blood of Jesus Christ, first of all, redeems us, buys us back, gives us life. Secondly, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. It delivers us from the power of sin, the hold of sin in our lives, and cleanses our evil consciences and our dead works towards God. It cleanses us from all sin. And thirdly, the blood of Jesus Christ promises us an eternal inheritance, life with him forevermore. What a Savior. What an amazing time that we can celebrate the blood of Jesus Christ. So I want to pray with us all this morning, and I want us to take communion together as a family this morning. So won't you close your eyes and let's pray together and take communion and celebrate the death of Jesus Christ. Celebrate the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's close our eyes and pray together. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you this morning for your blood. And thank you for your body that was broken for us. Lord, as we eat this body, I thank you that we can remember your death on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you died for our sins. You were beaten and bruised and broken for our healing and our wholeness. And we thank you now. Let's eat of the body of Christ. And Lord, we also thank you for your blood. The blood of the new covenant. The blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. Lord, we thank you that your blood truly makes a way for us, to redeem us, to buy us back, Lord. You've given us eternal redemption. Redemption that will never go back, Lord. Thank you, Lord, also that your blood speaks of a cleansing and a purging and a purification of our hearts, Lord. We thank you that we can take this blood this morning and remember what you have done. And thank you, lastly, Lord, for your blood that gives us an eternal inheritance, that promises us life with you forevermore. And we thank you that as we drink of this, we apply it to our lives. And I pray for each one to repent and confess of sins that are still evident, Lord, and that are still taking over their lives. And I pray for each one of us to come with humility, to walk in the light and allow your blood to cleanse us, to purify us, and to give us life and life in abundance. In Jesus' name, let's drink together of the blood of Christ. I want to thank you for listening this morning, and I trust that you'd have an amazing weekend together, celebrating the death of Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to spending more time with you on Sunday as we talk about the resurrection and the power to overcome that Christ has bought for us by rising from the dead and conquering death itself. In Jesus' name, God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.